Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful BBS program. Today is Monday, and it is 12/12/2011. A year from now, it'll be 12/12/2012. Yeah, so let's do a timeline crash on that. So let's do a timeline crash in the future. Remember, the aliens control us throughout timelines. We live in the future and in the past, also where we are here. So let's get rid of the timeline 1 year from now and just see if you're affected by it. So I say, how am I going to be affected by something in the future? Well, remember, they control you. So just see how your body responds to this here. And you might feel a little bit lighter, might feel happier. Maybe they gave you a pain in your future, and I can take that away from you now, 1 year prior to when the pain starts. And so you might be dealing with something from the future that's causing you harm. So let's try this out here. The timeline crash, naturally at the count of 10 for each timeline. So here we go. Timeline crash for 12/12/2012. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There are a few more timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we'll have some callers. I want you to call in, everybody. A couple people, maybe, and let me know what it feels like to be released from this exact moment. This is how the light shift works. So, it's this exact moment, 1 year away. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yeah, I can't stop yawning. My eyes are watering, and I feel like my ears should pop. So, yeah, that was quite strong. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're on Station 1. And if you'd like to call in, maybe some other ears were trying to pop out there. Line 1, the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, that's the 888-627-0668, or try line 4, 530-413-5011. Okay, so we have a few questions while we're waiting for a caller, Ron. Mika is commenting that I think it's a he. Are you a he, Mika? I'm sorry if you're not. 200 timeline crashes. Wow, what a lightness of being feeling. So I wonder what you did them on. Maybe you could type in and tell us what you did them on. So first question is from Mike, and it's about the century clearing. And Mike's wondering what's needed to prepare for that one, Ron.
Nothing. You need to do the emotional one first. Typically, you want to do the mental. Century would be the next one. Century would be your past lifetime, emotional traumas, dramas that stored in you. Help you get rid of some of the stuff that's kind of underground in you that hasn't surfaced yet. Well, it's kind of, in a sense, like a seven-generational clearing, but it goes across the whole board, and it can help you out a lot to these little emotional booby traps that'll come forward lifetime. Remember, they don't come forward in you at all, and you don't resonate to people's emotional stuff, then you don't have to worry about it. But typically, stuff happens, and then that energy just actually pops up. Well, I normally do that one in person. I'll be putting it on the site shortly here, and I can tell you when you actually entered here. In fact, since Mike asked, I don't normally do this, but feels like you've been here since about 56,000 BC, Mike. So that's how far back we'd have to go. The lived here for 58,000 years. Just 28 ascensions, looks like. Oh, back to you.
All right. And Mike is wondering how much it is, and it's not actually on the website, so I'm not sure. It's either 100 or 150. We'll have to dig up that information for you. So Kathy is asking about the judgment clearing and wondering if you could discuss that a little, Ron, and wondering if we all need it.
Okay, the judgment clearing, after you have the emotional whole lifetime one, and if you still feel like there's something that's triggering you for judgment on many different issues, then the judgment clearing could more than likely help you out with that. Kind of gets rid of the trigger point, what is activating many different types of emotions or judgment. So judgment, I put it up mainly what it's designed for somebody who has maybe a really heavy judgment on really big key issues. So maybe we'll say that you're a black person, and maybe you have that genetic resonance in you from, having your ancestors being here, being slaves. So you have a judgment against white people, or maybe, the South and the North combination there, too. And you hear things that are or really big injustice to black people. So all of a sudden, you may have a big trigger point there. Well, that'd be what I'd be talking about. I would imagine this clearing would work wonderful. Maybe hearing on the news years ago about the people, in Ireland, mm-hmm. and the Protestants and the Catholics. Okay, that would be a really big judgment thing. So emotional clearing should typically clear that. But if they're living in this thing every day, and they look at somebody in a country, even now probably where they're having wars, I would assume that anybody, we could probably just talk about Iraq, I guess. So naturally, if live there, and or even people listening who maybe had their a friend of theirs killed in the Iraq war, then all of a sudden you're going to have a bitter taste in your mouth toward the Iraq people as your loved one died, okay? And then also vice versa. All that energy there just feels more anger toward the people. That's kind of what that clearing is for, something that's just really, really awful. And you may have more than one way to look at that, more than one issue, but that's why I put the judgment up, because it's just something that is just so ingrained in people from past generations. In fact, in the old days they had feuds, what was it here in the States here? They talked about McCoys and somebody else, That one, Carrie?
No, is that an American Indian one?
No, it has to do with people, maybe somebody out there knows, but there was two white groups, families, the McCoys and somebody else, and they...
Oh, yeah.
That goes on probably because somebody in a past generation was harmed by this other family, and they hold on to it. Oh, there we go. Hatfields and the McCoys. Thank you, Tina. All of a sudden, you have all this resentment, and you're born into it, and then your parents say, oh, these guys are no good. They're bad. They did this, that, and the other, and you grow up with that brainwashing, and all of a sudden, you hate that other group of people. Not even really, not hating them because they did something to you, but because maybe three or four generations ago something happened, and you're carrying on all that. So that's why you want the judgment clearing. So that's what it's about. And if you only have one issue on that, maybe the seventh generational one might help you. If you have a situation that you yell all the time, don't like, but basically. That doesn't do it for you, or you want to go much deeper, then go into probably the judgment clearing. So that's how and why I put that up. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so and that one is a whole life clearing.
The reason why it's whole life is because you have it ingrained in you. It's there, and you can't get away from it. Parents kept talking about it. Whatever that could even be great for in a religious clearing too. So we have the religion clearings online, but if you went to church every Sunday. And the person up there talking who you thought knew what they're talking about, the minister or priest or whatever, they said that you're going to be going to hell and being damned if you don't believe in Jesus. And you hear it every week, and then you get it reinforced, especially if you went to a parochial school, All of a sudden, you have a big judgment there. And you may need to have that clearing. That's why we have the God clearing, religious clearing online to help with that also. But that's kind of what it's for. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there's the whole life for this lifetime, and then there's it's up as the generational ones, too, if you feel you need to go back in your lineage. So there are a few comments, Ron, from people who felt stuff from the 12-12-12 timeline crash, and Janice is saying, I felt that release from the left side of my head. Rosetta is saying my hands and feet are releasing cords, bottom of feet mostly. And Mika is saying my hands are sweating with that timeline crash. And the couple of hundred of timeline crashes that Mika was mentioning at the beginning of the show were for, and I've just lost it, something, I think you said it was a bad year, that's what it was. So you timeline crashed a really bad year that took a lot out of me, Mika says. So that's interesting. So the next question, where did it go? Oh, yeah. So, of course, we have you've got the clone call coming up at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern today. So Ed has a question about clones. Ron, and the question is, why are the underground Earth soldiers immune to cloning? How are they different from us, and why?
You mentioned very good question. Okay. The soldiers underground cannot be cloned because they're only using one clone body. So whoever, whatever they were when they signed up and needed to go into the military into the future, they could only take one clone body.
Oh.
See, down here, living, you have all these clones. So they went into the future, and they held that one clone as a real person to train it. So they weren't being interfered with into the future because of that. That's probably with the light chip technology. Okay? So they held the person in that consciousness of just one particular energy in one body. But I will say, too, on the judgment clearing, I remember when I was growing up, you don't see this any longer on TV, but back then you had a lot of cowboy and Indian movies. A lot of people, they showed horses, which you don't see much, hardly at all now in movies. But there was a lot of energy there. So this is for the people who maybe are non-Indian. So if you remember, watching these, you always had the cavalry or somebody out someplace, and they're shooting the Indians, and naturally the bottom line is the Indians always lost, and naturally they did, but I won't get into that too much. So if you did watch those movies and you felt like, wow, this is great, they're fighting Indians who are these awful people, you need to get that judgment clearing, because that's passed on to you from your ancestors. And the flip side of that there would be, the Indians that lost everything, if there are any Native Americans here listening or have that in their genetics, they may want to also get that, because I think I would feel pretty awful growing up. You don't have it now, but back then you did. So I'm talking about people who probably watched the TV, in the maybe the 50s and 60s when these movies were out quite often as a series on TV. And you may want to also do that clearing, because how would you feel watching the Indians and you know what your parents or grandparents went through, this horrific stuff that was done to them. And you watch it on TV, and you see these Indians being massacred or fought, you know, in battles by the cavalry and stuff. And, well, and they always lost, and all of a sudden you're imprinted with that there. And so naturally, I think it would be hard for anybody, you know, to, as an Indian, I'm trying to look at this objectively. So an Indian who lived, whose parents lived in a certain location, you know, whatever, and now they go to that same location knowing that maybe, you know, they used to ride horses there and live their life, have the land, you know, maybe hundreds of miles. And all of a sudden now all it is maybe, you know, freeway highways and shopping malls, and that's where they used to live. So that must be quite horrific to look at that, to know that this has happened to them. And then not to have any respect because the white people came in and took away their land. So I don't want to get too political here or anything else, but I think that everybody, you know, probably needs that clearing. I won't go any further. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, there's so many areas of all of our lives where we are exposed to or generating judgment. It's kind of endless once you start scratching the surface on that. You know, starting from just when we were in grade school and kids are being mean to each other, you know, and saying I'm better at this than you are, and you're this and you're that and you're the other. We all did it, I'm sure, or had it done to us. So, yeah, I would think that would be a great clearing for everybody to do, at least your whole life, and it's got to be in the DNA of all of us, because mankind has been judging for a very, very long time. So we have a question from Luca. Ron and Luca, I believe, is in Europe, so up early listening to the show. And Luca would like to know, can the creation lightship do something to make sure that nobody will be taken sideways?
Yeah, that's the spirit barcode clearing. Well, that one you want to do. If you are from a foreign country, why don't you type it in? I can figure out if there is a way that we can hook you up to a conference call. Wasn't planning to do it this evening, but that could be a possibility. I was planning to do it next week. Well, maybe we could do it next week and get more prepared. But if you just send me an email and say what country you're from, and we'll be sending out an email probably within a day or two here, on our email list of different countries that are able to have a phone number that might be expensive for you to connect with. So back to you, Carrie. And we're going to do the Q&A tonight, too. On Wednesday.
Yeah.
You don't want to have questions coming into the CLS questions at Yahoo. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, so Luca, if you are up and you would like to be on the Q&A calls Wednesday and Friday, Ron has a new list of phone numbers to call in locally in your countries, different countries, and hopefully one of them will apply to you with a code to type in, and you just have a local toll call rather than the international calling rate. So if you do want to do that, send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he can send you the phone numbers. And anyone else who's listening outside the U.S. or Canada can do that. So let's have a look. Helen was talking about, I'm assuming, Helen, that your plant was decloned, and that's what's generating your comments. Ron, Helen is saying, my real plant has three new flowers, first time it's ever had flowers on it, and it's an old plant, years old, and it's never had any flowers before, especially in the winter. So that is that's pretty interesting. I think, Helen, that, yes, you're saying thank you, Ron, so this must be a plant that you decloned, Ron.
Yeah, I would probably say so. That's quite interesting. Maybe it's showing the love back that you've given it for all these years by having flowers now.
Yeah, interesting. So, let me give the phone numbers out again. I'm not seeing any questions right this second. So if anybody would like to call, please do. Toll free is 888-627-6008. And then hop down to line 4-530-413-5011. And Seth, I see your note that my volume was too high. I have turned that down now, so hopefully that's okay. Just let me know if you need me to turn it any lower. So, Ron, maybe you want to talk a little bit, in case we have anybody who hasn't been on for a while, about the decloning call that you'll be doing at 5:30, half an hour after we finish the show today.
Okay, what would they need, an explanation of the clones?
Yeah, what's the call about? What will people experience who perhaps haven't been on it? And just a reminder for anybody else that has, who maybe hasn't been on for a few weeks.
Boy, I think I should have a caller come in and describe that. But basically, the clones are who you are. You live many, many clones. Maybe every 10 minutes there's a new clone coming into you. And if you look at other people, and just to say that you're viewing other people, you're going to notice why they change personalities, why they do different things, why they're not accountable or responsible, just why stuff happens without their consent, and also why things happen to you because you feel like you're talking to somebody who really isn't there. And that's probably because the clone previously that you're communicating with left and a new one came in. Remember, they work with emotions. How many emotions do you have in an hour? Are you dealing with people? Maybe you're a counter person. And all of a sudden, we'll just say that you are working at a fast food chain, right? And you're busy hours, and maybe you're seeing somebody every couple of minutes to take their order. Just think how many different clones are probably coming in and out of you to deal with the customers, because the clone will match the customer. You get somebody who is upset with you, and so a clone comes in who wants to connect with you on a timeline. So now you're on a timeline of being upset. You wonder why you're being so upset, because of some stupid thing, or the day before something happened that was similar. You never got upset. Well, it's because clones came in to upset you because they wanted to take the energy. They're living on that timeline, and naturally somebody pushed the button. A really nice clone maybe left, and the one that wanted a confrontation came in, and now you ended up with a confrontation with the customer or something like that. So this is the way it happens. If you don't do anything and you're just strictly maybe just relaxing, doing something that isn't connected to people or the media, TV, etc., then clones probably won't come into you as much, because why do they want to waste your time or waste their time? You're just doing something that you enjoy doing. They can't come into you to cause you harm. Or maybe you're out mowing the lawn, and for some reason a gopher came and made a hole, and they go, oh, we'll set this person up with this hole in the ground, you know? And all of a sudden the clone comes in, and naturally has your foot go into the hole in the ground, and you twist your ankle, and you go, wow, that's really stupid. You know, I know better than this here, but the clone wanted you to do that. This is the mind control stuff, and now you have pain. Now you're on a whole different timeline. Remember, the first clone wanted to set you up to hurt your foot. So you had many clones coming in just to make sure that, you know, that's going to happen to you. And then all of a sudden, you have pain now. Now you really helped out all the other clones who want to experience pain in you to take away your energy. Remember that you have to have that emotional or physical problem, and they're dealing and sucking your energy out of you with the pain. They'll keep coming in and coming in, and all of a sudden, and then entities from Earth-based stuff comes into you, and all of a sudden what you are is a host to all these things. And the pain is the bottom line. But that's what happens. So why do you want to be on this call? Because you need to. You need to be on the call to become human. That's the bottom line. And it might sound kind of weird to the first-time caller, unless you've been on the call. And if you've been on the call, you agree with me probably 100%, and that your life is getting better now, and sometimes physical ailments and problems actually will leave you. And it's quite interesting. So if you are curious, only $20. He probably spent more than that on a date or a meal someplace. Just get on the call. You'll be amazed at what's happening. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and I think one of the main themes that people are reporting who have been on these calls, Ron, is, and it's certainly true for me, is having more energy, feeling more alert, more awake, and just generally more physical energy. That's been the main thing that I have noticed, and kind of a feeling of being more present, more alive, more aware, more here. I don't know how else to say it, really, but it's sort of a sharper, more tuned-in version of yourself is what I'm feeling. And really, I mean, it's kind of amazing because in terms of how many clones we probably do have, it's really just kind of a drop in the ocean that we're doing with you, yet we're all feeling a difference already. So I can only imagine what we're going to feel like when the online clearing comes and we can start doing a great deal more clearing that way too. It's going to be, it's hard to imagine. We'll be just kind of levitating with energy, I would think. I don't know. So yeah, so if you haven't been on these yet, those of you who have, obviously you know, and if you haven't, hopefully you will take the opportunity because it is today. It's this afternoon. The call will start in about an hour, and you can just sign up through Ron's website, and you'll get an email back with the dial-in codes. It's a telephone conference call, and it lasts about an hour, a little over an hour sometimes. It's mostly physical stuff that you're doing at the moment on this, Ron, right? Rather than emotional
issues. Yeah, that's
issues.
What I'm mainly doing is physical conditions, ailments, we'll say, body functions, stuff like that. So yeah, that's what we're doing on the calls now. We'll just see what happens tonight, but that's where it's normally have been. Remember, it'll be in the moment, so we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, so Luca has another question, and I know it's one that many of us have wondered about, Ron, especially when we first meet you, and the question is, why hasn't the Creation Light ship sent more ambassadors like yourself to Earth?
It'd probably be a waste of time.
Okay. And I know you've said that it just needs one of you to be the conduit for the energy here also.
Yep, that's all it needs. I'm eating a potato chip, so.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Do we have any other questions?
It just needs one person here. You have the internet.
Yeah.
Like 2,000 years ago where Jesus had to go out and do 12 lifetimes at once. I don't think I'm doing that at this moment. The internet's here. People need to know about it. You know, remember, you can see how many churches there are across the globe here. So just need to connect where everybody knows about Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So all they have to do is, again, just like they would go into a church, just find out about what the true light is here and do their connection. It's very, very simple. You might say, why isn't there only, or why is there so many Christian churches or whatever? It could be the other way around, you know. Why isn't there a lot of Christian churches? Well, they already made their debut, you know, a long time ago with missionaries. So all you have to do now is just connect and disconnect from the churches and come on board here so that you're able to it's the true information of what Jesus taught versus what the churches are talking about. It would be nice to have backing by the Vatican. That'd be quite nice. But I won't go into that. That'd be wonderful. So back to you, Harry.
Okay, so there was a comment earlier on the fast chat about crashing the Akashic records and that is a good thing to do. So CMD is asking if you would talk about why you would want to crash the Akashic records. You did some timeline crashes on the weekend Saturday. And so maybe you can talk about why that is a good thing to do.
Well, the first thing to ask is, are the Akashic records of light or from darkness? The first answer to that would be the Akashic records are of darkness. That's the records of the darkness, how it's controlling you. And that's the record of your lifetimes from the past. And there's probably also future lifetimes. And remember, the aliens have to figure out your plan for each lifetime. And so typically it'd be in there too, because you're dealing with the mind matrix. The Akashic Records is controlling you, courting you through your past. They use the past to create your current reality. So why would you want to be attached to darkness from the past energies? That's the reason why you don't want to go to the Akashic Records or to have it. But see, most people think that the Akashic Records in the New Age movement, that's a wonderful thing because it has a history of everything and you. That's only the darkness history. You don't want any have darkness history on you. Why would you want to do that? Boy, that would be awful. That's why doing your timeline crashes on the Akashic Records. It all depends what you were taught and what your belief system is on that. But it's from the darkness, and that's what it is. Very simple. If it's darkness, it shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be connected to it energetically. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I think maybe another layer of what could be said about that is that it's a record of time. It's a record of stuff that happened in time. And Ron, what Ron teaches and reminds us is that when we shouldn't be in time, we should be in the moment. So if we're in the moment, a record of what has happened to us becomes irrelevant. So why would we want to be attached to that? So let's see. Suzanne has a question. She says, I work as a reception at a hotel, and she's having problems with her boss, so she's asking, what can I do about that?
Do a whole lifetime emotional clearing on your boss. And even though it may cost you some money, it will make the boss probably be better. It will be better for his life, which could make your life much easier. That's what I would definitely say to do. If you can't afford that, then you might try doing a space clearing. It's not nothing to do with the timeline as space. It's dealing with the space that you occupy when you go to work. So there is a space clearing on the website, but to have results, remember, the difficulty is emotional. That's why we have emotional clearings up. So I would recommend doing a whole lifetime emotional clearing for your boss. So in a sense, going back to the teachings of Jesus, he basically said to love your enemies. Well, this is one way to help them out so that they can have a better life, and that better life that they're having will actually probably, you know, resonate and affect you. And that's what it amounts to, is they're dealing with emotional stuff that you're having problems with. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then also another one that might be helpful is the courting to people release. That one might be good in this instance, so that, you know, whatever is going on between the two of you, you cut the cords between you and that energy isn't swishing back and forth continually. And then also another one that I have found helpful when I've been having problems with people is timeline crashing, doing a timeline crash or, you know, multiple ones on problems with so-and-so. I found that to be very good, too. Do you want to say anything about that, Ron?
Yeah. I think you actually said it there, basically. Yeah, because timelines are what you're involved with other people. I'd even try the grid line clearing, because maybe the grid lines that you're connected to, corded to, that's underneath where you're standing, might be sending negativity up to the people connected to the grid line. Where the grid line is, or you could call it a ley line also, but a grid line cording is what you're probably dealing with, and you don't know what the aliens are presenting to you on that particular grid line. That's another way to look at it. Definitely a timeline crash could help. Yeah, so there are different options there. Have to kind of decide which one you want to do. The most beneficial one, if you're planning to be with your boss for a long time, not a temporary job, and you're planning to be employed there for maybe a year or more, you know, I would definitely do the whole lifetime emotional clearing for him. If you haven't done it yourself, then, you know, by all means, that's what you want to start with first. That for you. Secondly, then do it for him. Back to you, Carrie. And you could have, you know, past life relationships with that person, too. And you could have picked a particular time right now, physical day and physical time, date-wise. And things could have happened 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years ago, exact same time, and now it's recycling. And, you know, he's dealing with that energy, and so are you. So emotional clearing is what I'd recommend doing, especially if you're, you know, having difficulties with a spouse or something or a neighbor. Just do the clearing for them, and then they will probably respond differently to you within probably a week. Just go in and use PayPal. Only works one time for one person, and just put their age in and have at it. If you happen to do a clearing during this last year, then next clearing, you know, matching it up would be half price, one for one. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Contact me for that information. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so quite a bit being typed in here about the Akashic Records. Marie R. is saying, I did 100 crashes on the Akashic Records after having a reading in the past. Janice is asking what you type in, your name, dates, or just the word Akashic Records. Mika is saying, and I know we talked about this on Saturday, just to write in my Akashic Records. And Neat is asking, is it okay to type in 1995 Akashic Records?
Yeah, that should work. And if you feel like you're attached to something, you may even want to do it 1 month at a time, possibly.
Okay.
1 through 12 for that particular year. But kind of get your feet wet and feel how it feels. Well, some people have more attachment to times and dates than others. Oh, back to you.
All right. And then CMD is asking, how do we crash the Akashic Records? So this is a clearing on Ron's website called the Timeline Crashing. So you just go into creationlightship.com and do a timeline. Just put timeline crashing in the search bar and click on that, and the clearing will come up. You can get it for a week or you can get it for a month. And you type in, you know, any of the things that we've just mentioned and that people are typing into the fast chat, depending on what area of your Akashic Records or the Akashic Records you want to crash. And I think it's $20 for a week and $60 for a month. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but I think that's correct. So that's what we're talking about here. It's a timeline crash clearing on Ron's website. And that's how you do that. So let's have a look.
That's what I will say. If you did spend the $60 to do a month of these clearings, get on it for a while, at home from work, we'll say put in maybe even an hour in the morning when you wake up, and also maybe 2-3 hours at night. If you did it for a whole month, well, you should be moved along quite a ways from where you used to be when you look back upon yourself, you know, in a month after it's completed. These are really intense acting clearings that take away emotional issues and even physical issues that you may have as you get rid of the clones. That's what we'll be doing. The clones are on the timeline.
Yeah.
Focus on a particular emotion, those emotional energies are released. They're released from you as they're already connected into your future by the Akashic Records, okay, looking at it that way. Then once you get rid of the timeline of that emotion, And you should be pretty much cleared out of that, providing that you had your whole lifetime emotional clearing and that's up to date. Not up to date, then go back and get it up to date. That it's completed. I would say the timeline crash is very, very nice. The call coming up here, $20 to get rid of phones is like, wow. I just can't tell you enough how great it is and the comments. Normally, what I'm hearing from most people is that requiring maybe 2 to 3 hours less sleep at night means that you can get more done. You don't need much sleep because you're not out on timelines with these clones taking away all your energy. That's what's so nice about it. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. I just want to be clear about the timeline crashing of the Akashic Records. Do we need to do space-time crashes on that? Because does the Akashic Records actually hold any of us or just a record of our activities?
What's that again, Carrie?
Do we need to do the space-time crashing on the Akashic Records, or is the timeline crashing adequate? Mika is mentioning here the space-time crashing, and I'm just wondering if we actually need to.
I don't think the space is needed for the Akashic Records.
Okay. All right. Okay. So another comment from Mika about the timeline crashing. Mika did timeline crashes for a relationship with a past fiance and got a lot of relief from that. So that's terrific. Janice is mentioning that she had no sound on Saturday because I guess Saturday was the show where you were doing some samples of the Akashic Record timeline crashing. So hopefully the archive, Janice, should have the sound on that. So if you want to jot down the date for Saturday and listen to that sometime, you'd be able to catch up on that information if you wanted to. Yeah, that was Station 2, wasn't it? So I don't know, there seemed to be a lot of problems on that phone line on Station 2 still. Sorry, Janice. Okay, let's see what else we have here. So Luca is just mentioning that this is the first time listening to the show live. Yeah, in Europe it's sleeping time, right? So going to try and listen to more live shows from now on and ask questions. Great, that's wonderful. And do email Ron and get those phone numbers. It might be late enough for you to get in on some of the conference calls or Q&As from now on. Let's have a look. Okay, Luca, Kathy, Janice, Mika. Let's see, where's the question? Oh, here we are. Shannon has a question. Doesn't a timeline crash have to be followed by a space-time crash?
It helps it, yes. Uh-huh. Just in case you're out there in space. If you're stuck out in space from a previous timeline, which could be before this lifetime, then you can get back here typically because it's the same emotional issues. Remember, you could be in a different body, and it's very possible that body had the same issue. And so looking at your genetics, so you're looking at basically the parents' energy. So we'll say you have a timeline crash of an emotion right now that you're dealing with, okay? And we'll just say anger is probably the biggest one that people deal with, I think. So you have anger, and your parents had anger, but you weren't here. And when you crash the timeline going from, like, a previous life, which would be like your parents' life, you can get rid of that energy. Now, space-time one. Did your parents get stuck out there in space? So it'd be bringing them back also. So it is good to do a space-time crash, because you may not be here from your past floating out there in space. But, you know, I would say that the timeline crash will bring you back here probably about 90% of the time. And if you are lost in space, then typically that's what the space-time crash is for. But I don't think you have to do the space-time crash for the Akashic Records. That's more of a like an information database. rather than a physical type abduction on you. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So anything involving an emotion, because you're abducted through emotions, and anything like a dream, if you're timeline crashing a dream, that's because you were, you know, in a parallel life on a timeline. You need to do a space-time potentially on that too, because some of you was out there. So we have a new number for you guys to write down for the Wednesday Q&A, and I'll just give that out right now before I go to Randy's question. And this is for within the U.S., and this will go along with, if you're in another country, there'll be that list that you can get from Ron for the numbers that you guys dial within your own country to get onto this new conference line. So for the U.S., and Ron, I'm assuming this is for Canada too, it's area code 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301. So this is for the Wednesday night Q&A after the show on BBS at 7 to 8 Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Oh, they have another number for Canada. Okay, so this is just the U.S. Okay. And this will be the number for Friday's Q&A also. So Wednesday and Friday Q&A, 559-546-1301. And then the PIN number that you'll be prompted to put in is 697590, and then the pound sign, 697590 pound. And these two Q&As are where you send your questions to CLS, Creation Lightship, CLS questions with an S at yahoo.com. And in the subject line there, if you can specify whether it's for Wednesday or Friday, which night you'll be listening, so we know which ones to read out on which night. So let's have a look. If you are in Canada, Everett, if you're listening, send Ron an email, and he will give you the Canada number for the Q&As, because it is apparently different. So, Ron, let's see. It's almost 10-2. So we have a question from Randy, and it's a question about the emotional whole lifetime clearing, and he's asking, can we use the unlimited emotional whole life clearing and type in timeline crashing?
No, it's not designed for that. It won't work on timelines.
Okay.
Most one only works for this lifetime as you're living here. Won't go into, it's attached to your body, so it's your emotional body. Not dealing with timelines and phones coming into this timeline. That data is strictly stored here in your emotional body. Your emotional body stays here, and that gets integrated into every clone that comes into you. The clones can come in with an issue. Timeline would bring in all these, maybe 100 clones of you on that particular timeline, working through one emotional body that never leaves here. That's the way that works. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there was a second part of Randy's question, which I didn't see. I'm sorry. So, but you may have kind of answered it. Okay, blah, 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 timeline crashing from that issue or the Akashic Records. Okay, so I guess you would not put the Akashic Records or an issue that you know you have in your past that would be stored in the Akashic Records. You would timeline crash that. If it's an issue, if it's an emotional issue, you could do it in the unlimited emotional clearing, could you, Ron?
Yeah, I think you probably could, yes.
I mean, if you know what the issue is, you could type that in.
I'll give the number again here.
Okay.
559, maybe somebody could type it into the fast chat there. 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301. And then the PIN number they'll prompt you for is 69- 69 70 pound sign. 69 75 90 and pound. Having that for Wednesday and Friday for the Q&A calls. We'll be switching over the conference call that we have now eventually to the international phone numbers. People out of the country can also onto those calls on the 8-hour call. So I'll be doing that next January, next year. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Shannon is asking, what kind of timeline crashes require no space-time crashes? And I guess the Akashic Records would come under that, and I can't think of anything else right now. Anything that's to do with an emotion or a situation that's generating emotion where you may be abducted and setting up new timelines as a result of it, you will be, you know, if there's any kind of abduction going on, then a space-time crash. And you don't have to do one for one. I know, Ron, you've mentioned maybe do 5 or 10 timeline crashes and then do a space-time crash on that same issue.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, remember, you're not going to be out there that much, hopefully, because you're out there in space and you don't want an alien to grab you as you're flying by. No, there's a human out there. We'll grab him and let's see what we can do with them in our laboratory. Mm-hmm. That's why you want to do the space-time crash. I'll do one right now for people. We're going to go back to January 1st, 1600 A.D. Here we go, space-time crash. See if you feel anything. Remember, if you do feel it, it means that you're lost in space and we're bringing you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, you can see if you feel anything. You did, that you're lost in space. Brought you back. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I yawned. So, thank you for bringing me back. Okay. So, let's have a look. I'm quickly refreshing the fast chat here. I have about 5 minutes till. And thanks for writing in the number, Kathy. Let's have a look. Oh, gosh, I just saw a question I was going to read out. Hold on 1 sec. I've got to go back. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just scanning here. What was I just going to read?
Okay, the clown clearing is still in the works, so hopefully soon.
Okay. Oh, I've got it. Here we are. Q is asking, what about spells? Do they need a space-time crash?
Oh, boy. Well, that's what they do. They abduct your spirit. That's what the practitioners do. Practitioner that's doing work all the time now, very big. Very big name. Soul transplants. Takes off the part of you, part of your spirit that I guess he thinks is corrupted or something, and he puts in another one from the Beyondo. But yeah, that's what dark side practitioners do. They take and capture your spirit, your soul, and it could be out there somewhere, floating on a dinghy someplace, waiting to get rescued, you know? So that's a whole other ball of wax. More that you find out about what has happened to you living here, or it can get kind of negative, and you may not want to know the information, but yeah, that is fact. That's what people who do the different practices on curses and spells and stuff are doing to you. They're stealing your spirit. And they have the spirit come back into you all messed up, and you're messed up yourself. You have problems. So, yeah, that's what they do. That's a very common practice. Oh, they may just take it out of you and leave it out. Oh, you know, who knows? I don't really want to get into that too much. But anyway, our call's coming up half past the hour. $20, we'll be doing clone removals, making you more human. So I guess our show is about ending here. So you have anything to say, Carrie?
No, I don't think I do. I'm just reading to see. I hope I haven't missed any questions. I think we got everything in today, which is great. If you haven't been on the clone call and you would like to, that's in about 30 minutes. And you can go onto Ron's website. If you scroll down on the homepage on creationlightship.com, scroll down on the left there, and there's a link that you hit for conference calls, and that will take you into the page of how to get onto the Monday call. So, I think that's it. The next show will be on Wednesday here on Station 1, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern, followed by the Q&A with that new phone number that Kathy has typed in. And Larry, it is 1301, not 1310. 1301 is the last four digits of the phone number. And maybe just a reminder also for anybody who would like to sponsor a show at some point. We haven't had a sponsor in a little while. It's $60, and I kind of take a back seat, and whoever is the sponsor gets to ask whatever questions they have on their mind. You can make a list and send that to Ron ahead of time so that he can have a look at what you want to talk about during the show, and you can kind of have your own show. That certainly, of course, helps Ron out. All these shows Ron has to pay for. And then on any other shows, if you don't want to be a sponsor, you could send questions in. I mean, if you don't want to come on live, you could be a sort of an absentee sponsor and send us your questions, and I can just read those out. That would work well. Donations for any of these shows is also great to help keep Ron on the air here on BBS. If you've learned a lot of interesting information, or you've had some good experiences and healings from the samples that Ron does on the show, you can hop onto his website and make a donation through PayPal. So that would be much appreciated. And I think that's it, Ron. It's the top of the hour. We probably should make way for the next show.
Hey, blessings, everybody. Hope to see you on the call in half an hour. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bye.